With your Radio On The Go sports update, I'm Ben Helwig. Scores from yesterday, Sunday, college baseball, Rutgers ends Iowa's winning streak as the Scarlet Knights beat Iowa 8-7. Elsewhere, DMAC wins a pair of games over Ellsworth 3-1 and 12-4 respectively. College softball, Iowa takes care of Northwestern 5-2, Drake over Evansville 5-4. Nyack and Southeastern Community College split a doubleheader as Southeastern Community College wins game 1 5-4. Nyack wins game 2 2-1. DMAC and Ellsworth in a doubleheader as well. It was DMAC in both games, 11-3 and 12-4. Also, the North Iowa Bulls of the NA3HL, they move on to the Fraser Cup Championship game as they beat Oklahoma City 2-1. Two of our area athletes recently made big strides toward continuing their academic and athletic careers at the collegiate level this past week, as Nick Warrington of Iowa Falls Alden and Jacob Lear of Dyke New Hartford made commitments in the past few days. First, for Warrington, he'll be continuing his esteemed football career at Simpson College in Indianola. A staple on the defensive line for the Cadets, Warrington was second on the team in tackles for loss this past season and finished top five on the team in total and solo tackles. In his final year as a Cadet, Warrington helped IFA to a 4-5 record and a playoff win over rival Hampton Dumont Cal. Warrington made it official on Thursday afternoon at Iowa Falls Alden High School as he'll join a Simpson team that played one game as part of an abbreviated spring season, a loss to Central. The Storm's other two scheduled spring contests were canceled. As for Jacob Lear of Dyke New Hartford, he will be headed to Nyack to continue his wrestling career, as announced on Twitter Friday. Lear qualified for state in his final year with the Wolverines and picked up a win for DNH in the opening round of the state tournament. In all, Lear, a wrestler at the 285 weight class, had 19 wins as a senior, including six falls. Lear joins the Trojans in Mason City, where they're led by head coach Steve Kelly, who will begin his 13th season with Nyack next year. Congratulations to both Nick Warrington and Jacob Lear on their commitments to continue their athletic careers next year at the collegiate level. A little bit of a cool down in our area lately won't stop anglers from heading out and casting a line at our local fishing spots. And it's time once again for the latest fishing report, courtesy of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. It's a short report this week that starts with a check-in at Clear Lake. Cooler weather this week has slowed the bite on many fish, with the water temperatures currently in the upper 40s. The courtesy docks are in at all of the boat ramps, and the fish cleaning station is open. Fair conditions are reported on black crappie, channel catfish, walleye, and yellow bass at this time. At Crystal Lake, anglers report slow conditions on black crappie. And lastly, at Silver Lake, largemouth bass are providing difficult to hook as well, with fair conditions reported. Anglers recommend trying dark-colored plastics fished around vegetation. For more information on the lakes and rivers in north central Iowa, contact the Clear Lake Fish and Wildlife Office at 641-357-3517. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is sponsoring four How to Teach Outdoor Skills courses for K-12 teachers, naturalists, and other educators this summer. Hands-on sessions will provide introductory skills instruction and development, teaching materials, and lesson plans. The cost of each course varies. Create an account on the AEA Learning website to find the cost, registration deadline, and requirements for each course. The first course, Introduction to Basic Outdoor Skills, from June 15th to 16th at Annette Nature Center in Indianola, will feature participants receiving introductory instruction and lesson plans for planning outings, map reading, hiking, paddling, fishing, archery, campfire cooking, and basic firearm safety and shooting. The second course will be Fish Iowa Basic Fishing, from June 28th through the 29th at Jones County Conservation Center. Participants will learn fishing basics, including fish identification, fishing locations, casting techniques, and cleaning and cooking fish. Instruction will include a variety of demonstration and hands-on approaches. Course number three will be Archery and Bow Fishing, from July 12th through the 13th at Mahaska County Conservation Center in Oskaloosa. Participants will learn basic archery and archery instruction skills, as well as bow fishing practices. Participants will receive national archery in the schools and explore bow fishing instructional materials. And the last course is Hunter Education, from July 19th through the 20th at Olufsen Shooting Range in Polk City. Learn the requirements to become a certified hunter education instructor, including firearm handling and safety, hunter education class requirements, and policies and procedures. Educators can earn license renewal for all four courses. Graduate credit is also available for the Introduction to Basic Outdoor Skills and Fish Iowa Basic Fishing sessions. Register for the How to Teach Outdoor Skills courses through the AEA Learning website at aealearning.com. You'll be asked to create an account if you do not have one already. A veteran secondary has the Iowa defense thinking big heading into next season. The Hawkeyes return all five starters from a defense that gave up only 16 points per game last season and posting a 6-2 record. Senior corner Riley Moss says that unit also has a lot of depth.
It'll definitely breed a lot of growth, which is what we want out of spring ball since we didn't have it last year. So, having that depth and always having people working next to you, I think always makes you a better player, especially, you know, at your same position as well.
He says that depth will help everyone get better this spring.
Because it really, truly does breed a lot more competition, and it makes you a lot better players. So it helps having experience, not only in the starters, but also the two deep as well.
Junior safety Kayvon Merriweather says the secondary should give a young defensive line time to mature.
Don't get me wrong, a good defensive line definitely helps us out a lot. But I think when, you know, we have so much experience on the back end, and then them being so young on the front end, I think we can kind of have that exchange of differences and be able to handle what we need to handle on the back end.
Merriweather believes it could be a dominant secondary.
Dane has been starting since his freshman year, and then Jack is going on his third year of starting. I mean, I'll have experience in the back end. You have Matt and Riley, two definitely experienced corners. I think when we're all on the same page and we're all connected with one another and we all seeing the same things, I think that can be a huge jump, a huge boost for our defense.
Senior safety Jack Kerner says for more than half of the roster, this is their first experience with spring drills.
It's been quite a while. I think 2019 was my last spring ball, and young guys keep asking me about what the schedule is like and everything, and I had to tell them, like, I honestly don't even remember. So, we've got a great start to it, and the weather obviously has been awesome, and I'm feeling real, real excited about it.
Kerner says corner Matt Hankins returning for his fifth season is a huge boost for the secondary.
The more guys that we can have that know what's going on rather than just being listeners, the better. And he's one of those guys that he's not necessarily waiting for a safety to give him a call. He already knows it, and we're just confirming it with him. So that's something that I definitely don't take for granted, and definitely excited to have him back.
Spring drills run through May 1st. Looking at our scorecard for this Monday, the colder temperatures already having canceled some events in our area today, so we'll keep you posted on what events will still be ran today. But as for right now, the Grundy Center boys and North Butler boys will run at North Butler. IFA girls and South Hardin girls will run at Gilbert in high school track and field. The Hudson meet and the Hampton Dumont Cal meets have been canceled. High school tennis, South Hardin girls are at DNH. HD Cal girls are at IFA. High school golf, HEWSR boys and girls are at Gladbrook Rhinebeck. AP boys and girls are at Hudson. BK boys and girls are at Bishop Garrigan. Southeast Valley is at CGD for the boys. CGD girls are at Southeast Valley. Rockford boys and girls are golfing at North Butler. High school soccer, Clear Lake takes on AP on the girls' side. The Union girls take on DNH, and GHV takes on IFA on the girls' side as well. Fraser Cup Championship game today as well in the NA3HL. The North Iowa Bulls take on the Metro Jets. Also, as a reminder, the inaugural banquet for Cedar Valley Delta Waterfowl Foundation is this Saturday, April 24th at the Bremer County Fairgrounds 4-H building. Doors open at 5 with dinner at 7. Live and silent auction, raffle, and games will follow dinner. Tickets are available at the door. For more information, call Chad Uhlenhop at 641-425-5430. Everyone is welcome. Tickets are youth $20, single adults $40, couple tickets $60, buddy table of 8 $500, corporate table of 8 $1,000, and elite table of 8 $1,500. With your radio on the go sports update, I'm Ben Helwig.